One thing have I desired of you, Lord, that I may dwell in your house forever. All the days of my life to behold you, Lord, in the beauty of your splendor. And this one thing will I seek, oh, this one thing will I seek, Lord, this one thing will I seek, oh, this one thing will I seek more. One thing have I desired of you, Lord, that I may dwell in your house forever. All the days of my life to behold you, Lord, in the beauty of your splendor. This one thing will I seek, oh, this one thing will I seek, Lord, oh, this one thing will I seek, oh, this one thing will I seek more. Trouble, you hide me in the secret of your tabernacle, and you will set me high upon a rock and lift my head above my enemies. For in the time trouble, you hide me in the secret of your tabernacle, and you will set me high upon a rock and lift my head. Of my life to behold you, Lord, in the beauty of your splendor, in the beauty of your splendor, here in the beauty of your splendor.
How do I say this? When you start singing them and praying them, They become part of your DNA, like your bone marrow. It's only in that place where the scriptures stop being ink and paper, and the person starts to infiltrate our being. And so beyond that, and then I'll just pray, but beyond that, if you read the ancient liturgies of the church, in each liturgy, which, by the way, the Greek word liturgy, liturgos, just basically means the work of the people, or the joining of the people with what is already happening in heaven. That's crazy. That's what's going to happen with you guys today. Going to enter a worship service that never stops in heaven. You get to go approach that mountain not made with man's hands, but where the church of the firstborn is, and the saints, the Bible says, and innumerable angels dressed in festive, celebratory attire, and where Jesus himself is. And so today you get to, by the Spirit, ascend this holy hill and come to the foot of the throne, not in your own merit, but in the blood, in the merit of the blood.